Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful on this
Wonderful.
hot day.
Oh, hot day. Where are
Hot
you
day.
again? Are you
Rhode
you're
Island.
Rhode
New Rhode Island.
Island. Oh, so it's hot up there, huh?
Oh, high humidity today.
Ooh, so you might as well be here in Florida.
Exactly.
Oh,
you too, huh? Yep.
so
Little kitty
hot
cat.
here. Yes, the little kitty cat. None of the real ones are back here, but at least we have the fan kitty cat. Oh yeah, very hot here. So, Steve, are you here? Steve?
Hey there.
Hey, Kim, how
Hey,
are
Kim.
you?
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. It looks like it's hot where you are.
So hot. So hot. I was saying the other day, I walked a half a block and my mask was like wet.
Yeah.
Like sweat marks on the mask. Oh,
Yeah,
Steve, that's not Steve. That would be Sandy.
I got his laptop.
Ah, you have Steve's laptop. Ah, so is it hot where you are too?
It's hot. Dog can hardly stand being outside. So he's not.
Yeah, very hot. All right, so we will call you Sandy, even though it says Steve. All righty. Let's dive in. You're kind of breaking up there, Sandy, so just so you know.
Yeah. And terrible internet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sometimes it's like that, and the internet piece gets a little bit janky, but you can hear us, and hopefully we'll be able to hear enough of you since you requested today's topic. So I'm going to throw it out there and then we can have a conversation. I want to check in and see what's going on with all of you, because I know that there's big news on the water side in terms of returning, I heard, at the end of this month. So we definitely want to have time for that as well. And then, of course, I'll be keeping my eye on what is going on down below as people kind of pop in to let them in as well. So, if you didn't already see, Sandy requested a topic, the difference between quitting and pivoting, which I thought was a really interesting topic. And so I found kind of a, well, you know what? Before I start getting into what I found, I'd like to hear, Sandy, if you can, if we can hear you, like what was behind your requesting this topic? Oh, you're on mute still. You have to unmute yourself. There we go. Oh, this might be difficult. No.
For
You know what might be easier is if you actually called in on your phone, because then at least we could hear you from a conversational standpoint. What do you think about that? Or do you really want to see us? Up to you. And you can also type in chat too, which we generally don't
I
do.
zoom on my phone.
You have Zoom on your phone? That might be better because that way you can use the cellular network. Yep, okay. There we go.
Yeah, sometimes just turning off your video helps, but if it is that bad a network connection, then she's better off going mobile.
Sandy's been in the group for a while, and so she lives on a farm. So, I think the internet there can be a little bit shaky. But somehow they managed to give us phone service everywhere. So you guys are going back, I heard. So when is that? What's the big date? Oh, you guys are still on mute. Why are you on mute? Unmute yourself.
27th.
Ooh.
Yep.
How you feeling about that?
Happy that we have jobs.
Yes, that is a
And I
blessing.
can only speak for myself, but I think I speak for Ron too. Kind of sad that we've kind of enjoyed this time. So kind of like, oh.
So I think that's another that'll be our second topic today, because what we want to do is pull out what was so great about this time and see how you can take it with you. Take some of the elements with you, because we're not going back to the same way that we were.
No, not at all.
No. Okay. Yeah. Let's see. Sandy, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Great. That's better. That's definitely better. Okay. All right. And you may, when you're talking, want to turn off the video just to like reduce the bandwidth. And then when you're not talking, turn the video back on. How's that sound?
Nope.
Darn. I hate when that happens. We're so spoiled with our technology, aren't we?
I know. It's true.
You are completely frozen, Sandy. Okay. Are you there?
I am.
Okay, that's a little bit better without the video.
Okay.
All right, so what we were saying while you were dialing back in was that the second topic for today is going to be, both Ron and Kim are going back on the 27th. And they're feeling a little sad because this time has been very nice. And so what we're going to talk about is taking some of the energy of that time forward. Because even though you're going back to work, work is not the same. Mm-mm. Not the same at all. So it's how do we step into this new world, right? Okay. So first, Sandy, what prompted the quitting versus pivoting question?
I don't know how much you want to get into my personal. So I've been working on this house, herb farm. It takes a lot of money. Can you hear me?
You're in and out. You are in and out. I wonder, let me see here.
This is rural America.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So this is why I am looking to see, let me give you, if I can find the phone number. Because there's actually, like, you could actually just dial in as a phone, which I think might be the easiest of all. Okay. Let me give you this phone number. You ready? 312-626-6799. And then the meeting ID is 728-311-326. I'll repeat that for you just in case. Phone number 312-626-6799. And then the meeting ID is 728-311-326. Okay. And that way, if you just dial in as opposed to trying to do the web, it'll come through the phone line and I suspect it will be clearer. We'll see how this works. We're so spoiled. Zoom.
Just out of curiosity, Pamela, the phone number that you gave is different than what we got in the email. In the email, the beginning is 646.
Yeah, that's New York.
Okay.
Yeah, there's you can dial in by your location.
Yep.
So, there's Germantown, which probably was the closest one, Wisconsin, I think, Germantown, Wisconsin. And then Chicago, New York, Tacoma, Houston, San Jose. So, yeah.
Okay, so based on geography.
Based on geography, gotcha. Yeah. And I figured I'd just pull Chicago out because I wasn't sure. I haven't seen a 301 area code before. I don't know why I thought that was like maybe Maryland or something.
I don't know. I actually got a spam call just this morning from 301.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's so ironically, funny. But.
All right. So while we're waiting for Sandy to dial back in, why don't you guys tell me a little bit about what you have enjoyed about this time?
Ladies first.
Getting some projects done and being with my kids. My son's going to move out in a couple of months, so and he graduated from college, so it's been really great to be able to hang with him and have great conversations with him and stuff, because I know it's not going to be like this anymore, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just been a gift to be able to spend really good time with the both of them.
Right. That's right. So for you, there sounds like there's a bittersweetness, not just because this particular time, but also because your son is graduating and going on to the next stage of his life.
Yeah.
There's that sort of ending that's happening as well.
Yep.
Right. Sandy, you're here. Can you hear?
I can.
Yeah. And you would know that ending as well, right?
That's right. I can relate to Kim.
You have been through the boys graduating and leaving.
Yes. And our youngest just got a job in Baltimore. So yes, he will be leaving as well. Yes.
Out of state?
Yeah. Pardon me?
Out of state?
Out of state. I'm in Wisconsin.
Okay. Yep. Yeah.
So, but this is good. He's an engineer, and right now he's hauling bricks, so he's very happy to be working as an engineer.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, that's a big gift. That's a big gift.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So we're this is a fluid call, clearly, today. Doing some fluidity here. So we're going to circle back to what you were saying to us, Sandy, about why this pivot versus quit. And then I know, as always happens, that at some point, all these threads are going to come together. So tell us what sparked this pivoting versus quitting request.
Okay, so I have been working at getting a greenhouse and an herb farm going for, it feels like my whole life. And I'm getting close, and I need money, mm-hmm. and it's really difficult to find land. Farmland is a whole issue. There could be a whole podcast on people trying to find land to farm small farms rather than, 6,000 acres. It's just not available, especially for women, for some reason. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so my kids keep saying, well, you need more money, Mom, so you can go get your farm anywhere you want. And they keep saying, I just think that in order to fund this farm, you need to start a tutoring business, because I don't want to continue in the public school. I don't want to be in the classroom, but I do love teaching. I just don't love everything else that goes with it. So I say, forget the farm and just do the tutoring business. Or, like the kids said, do the tutoring business and save money for the farm. So am I quitting? Am I pivoting? That's where it came from.
Okay. So I love this, because our threads are already coming together, right? They're coming together, yeah. In that the question that I hear you asking is, should you give up what you want just because you need to earn money? Which is another way of looking at, like, Ron and Kim going back to work. We've got to earn money, but we've gotten some really amazing things out of this time. Does it, just because we have to go back to earning, does this mean that we have to give up what we want? Right? Uh-huh. So, coming at it from this perspective allows us to look at it in a different way, right? Because when we think that we have to give up everything, right, then we're not trying to put the pieces together in a new way. And that's really what we're talking about, is as we step into this next phase, there is an opportunity to put the pieces together in a new way. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
So in order to do that, a couple of things have to happen. Number one is that you have to know what's really important to you. Like what makes your heart sing? So first, mm-hmm. we're going to start there, okay? Because I want each of you to think about that for just a moment and then write it down. Kim has already said a couple things, but I want you to really think about this. Like, what would be the thing that if you could take with you into this next phase that you're like, this would just make it so sweet. Okay? So take 10 seconds and then we're going to do a round robin. All right. Got it in your head? All right. Let's see. All right, Kim, you're nodding. So why don't you start?
The work that I've been doing with my church.
Love
to expand a lot of what I've been doing and contributing mm-hmm. With my church.
Okay. All right. That will feed your soul.
Yes.
Awesome. Love that. Okay. Sandy.
Mine is freedom to live like a human. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I think the way that we live in this country in particular is so contradictory to how a human should be. You know, I should be able to pee when I want or eat when I want or go meet a friend when I want. So that kind of freedom.
Okay. So what I'm hearing, all right, so because you just put that on a global scale, but remember that freedom has a different meaning for every person, right? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. what's important to understand, freedom is what I call a signifier. And a signifier is a concept that has a meaning. It signifies something to us. Mm-hmm. But it's not universal. It's personal. So what we're starting to hear is what freedom means to you. So mm-hmm. when I hear that, what I hear is freedom is the ability to go to the bathroom when you want, to meet a friend when you want. These are things that are not available to you when you're in the school system. Correct? Right?
Correct.
Somebody else makes your schedule for you.
Yep.
So what I'm hearing is that for you taking into this next phase, the ability to have control over your schedule.
100%. I'm going to write that down.
Okay. Okay. Control your schedule. So you work when you mm-hmm. want, and if you don't, you decide how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. We like that. Ron. Mm-hmm.
I like Sandy's answer.
Okay.
However, I don't always want to answer by elaborating on someone else's answer. So I'm going to add something more different.
Okay.
So the concept of money is everybody's issue. You need money to live, plain and simple. There's no way of getting around that.
That's right.
So being able to do the work that you like.
Oh, and that place that I like, the work that I like.
Exactly. See, like the thing that I complain about often, as Kim knows, where my skills lie at Waters in this new department, this new organization that we're part of, they're not taking advantage of what our skills are. Mm. So I want to get back to what my skill set does mm-hmm. because I was good at it. At least that's what I've been told. Mm-hmm. So, and I liked it. Mm-hmm. It was fun for me.
Okay. So
I like Cindy's answer too.
Okay. All right. So everybody's got that freedom piece. Well, you know what? Not surprising. Why? Because in the removal of having to show up at an office every day for a certain period of time, we now see what life can be like. Mm-hmm. Where we have that kind of flexibility to make our own schedule.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, that genie is out of the bottle. So,
oh, absolutely.
Right? So carving that flexibility.
I've met friends every morning for a 2-mile walk.
See?
Every morning it's a walk, right? And, you know, even when I don't feel like it, I go, which has been great to start my day that way.
Okay.
And another set of friends every week. We have on Thursday mornings at 8:30, we have an hour coffee.
Okay.
And whoever shows up, shows up. And sometimes there's 10 of us, sometimes there's, you know, five of us. But every Thursday at 8:30, we know there's a Zoom coffee. I don't want to lose that.
Okay. Right? Okay. So you also have the ability to have some flexibility in your schedule. That's critical. Right. All right. And Ron is flexibility, as well as the ability to use your talents in a way right. that's meaningful to you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Now, let me just write this down. Okay. Okay. I do want to say something about money, because money is like kind of the underlying theme of all of this, right? We all have to earn money, and it is true. We do. However, I would also say that money is another signifier. Again, it's a concept that represents something to each one of us. And so what's really important about money, and you know, in the community, we actually have a bonus module on money that goes into this a little bit more deeply. So I would really encourage you to watch this and to kind of think about this. It's very powerful. The ability to understand what your definition of what money brings to you, so that you can then build your life around having that. Because sometimes it's tied to money and sometimes it's not. Right, I'm going to repeat that. So money is a signifier. So for some people, money means freedom. Money can mean power or influence. Money can mean time. So it depends on what you think having money will bring to you, apart from just like sort of the basics, like, okay, I got a roof over my head. But it's like, what does that mean? Like, what's it? Security is another big one. I'm going to have security. But then you have to take those concepts and drop them down one level deeper. So what does security mean? Is security having a certain amount of money in the bank? Or is security having a regular paycheck? Now, you might think, whatever you're thinking, you're like, well, of course it's that, but it's not. Like, I met someone who had multiple millions in the bank, but had just lost a job and was feeling threatened because they said they didn't have any security because they didn't have a regular paycheck. Now, there'd be other people who, as long as they had a regular paycheck, that's what made them feel secure. They're, you know, the money in the bank, that doesn't really matter as much as having that regular paycheck. That was her, right? Like, I don't have a paycheck, so it doesn't matter how much money I have in the bank. I am not secure, right? Other people be like, shoot, I got $2 million in the bank. I'm doing whatever I want because I'm secure. So you got to know what your personal freedom, flexibility, and security definitions are. Because then you can build this next phase to accommodate them. So Kim, you had some very specific things for you. Church, 7 a.m. walk, 8:30 a.m. coffee. You know, not, maybe not every week, but maybe twice a month. Now, could you build this next phase to accommodate those?
I'm hoping to.
Okay, so hoping. What does hoping mean?
Having a conversation with my manager.
Right. So in that case, you can create it. So here's the key, is that this moment gives you the opportunity to create something new. So let me ask you, do you normally have 7 a.m. calls?
No.
No.
But okay. I usually start work at 7 a.m.
But that was before
right.
all of this happened, right? Are right. you going back into the office?
No.
Okay. So then why are you going to start at 7 a.m.?
Because that's usually when I can get most of my work done.
So what happens after that?
People keep chatting and want to, like, there's a lot of interruptions after that.
Okay. So now, though, it's different because we're in a virtual world, right?
Even in the virtual world, there's a lot of like instant messaging and what about this? Could you find this? And I need this. And
well, what would happen if you just said, I'm online at 8:15 every day?
I think I can. I mean, I think they're very, I think they will be very accommodating.
Okay. So what about 9 a.m.? So who says 7 a.m.? Who said 7 a.m.?
Me.
Right. So guess what? You get to say 8 a.m. or 9 a.m.
Yeah.
What if 7 a.m., instead of it going to work, 7 a.m. were about feeding your soul?
Yeah. No, I think it's doable.
Huh. I'm sorry, but I'm going to disagree a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, I think for the most part, Kim is right. They are, for the most part, accommodating for mm-hmm. family and those types of things. But this is the first time in my career, Waters, that I've worked in a group of people that time is not a concept.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Just because you have this period from, technically it's 8 o'clock in the morning, you're supposed to start office hours mm-hmm. till 4:30. Mm-hmm. You'll get requests for information or for work to be accomplished or completed anywhere between 6 a.m. and midnight. Mm. Literally. Mm. I mean, I've gotten emails 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. I'll get email. I won't answer them. I refuse to. But this is the first time that I've seen management working in this respect where you don't get that feeling of being understood or appreciated as a human being, as you have mm-hmm. a life, you have a family, you have other responsibilities in this world. Mm-hmm. They don't seem to exist.
Right.
At least not as much.
Yeah.
The reason why I think I can maintain the 7 mm-hmm. is because my management tends to work late and not early. Mm. And that's the only reason why I think the 7 a.m. can work.
Mm. Okay. So here's what I'm going to just challenge a little bit, because in order to create, we have to challenge our frameworks. So up until now, management has been very lifestyle friendly in some ways, right? Like you said, like there was sort of a respect for the personal boundaries mm-hmm. and things like that.
Yeah.
Now, two things have happened. One, the world has shifted. And also, too, we're working digitally, which does not have the same kind of boundaries. It just doesn't, right? People can just go and send whatever they're thinking. Mm-hmm. So what happens in this world is it's more critical for us to set our own boundaries. And through doing that, we also train people when we're available. Now, it's a lot harder, especially if we're coming from an environment where we're used to accommodating, to have our own boundaries.
Yeah.
So, Ron, the thing is you're not answering, but are you looking?
I am. I am. Yes.
That's the big difference between Ron and I. When I shut down, I shut down.
Right there. Exactly. So you're wanting them to do this, but really it's about you learning to set your own boundaries. Right? Mm. To say, I am not available. And when I'm not available, that really means I can't be dipping into this. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Otherwise, you're letting them set it.
Yeah. Good point.
Right. Now, this flips into what we're talking about with Sandy, because part of owning that means doing what it takes so that you can have that flexibility. I mean, see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So there's always a, there's a cost benefit analysis, right? So you're going to get flexibility, but that also means that you're going to need to do the work to have the flexibility. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Kim, you can have your 7 a.m.s if maybe three nights a week you work later, doesn't actually have to be every night. I will challenge you on that. Right? I'll challenge you on that. So, you know, looking at it, like, how can I put it together? And so, Sandy, for you, like, it doesn't have to be a zero sum of if I'm tutoring, like, I have to give up my dream of having the farm. Like, the tutoring can be the launch pad to the next dream, like, the next thing. And it may mean that, right.
Yeah, that's what my family's saying.
Yes.
But here's the funny thing. Whenever I talk about starting this tutoring business, mm-hmm. oh, my gosh, my husband, my sons, my mom, they're totally like, yes, yes, yes. But when I talk about the farm, I don't know if it scares them, but they're all like, So that was another reason why, do I just give, I mean, there is some truth about when people from the outside can mm-hmm. look, I don't know, I don't even know what I'm saying. It's like they see something that I don't.
Well, and, okay. Go on.
So that's the part that says, should I just pivot and do the tutoring thing?
Let me ask you a question. Okay. When you are out in the garden, when you are growing, how does your soul feel?
Yeah, fulfilled.
Okay.
Completely.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Then that's it.
Okay.
See, they're not inside you.
Yeah.
And this is important for everybody to understand, is that nobody is inside you, but you. Mm-hmm. So nobody can tell you what's right for your soul, but you. They can share observations with you, but they mm-hmm. can't say this is right for you or this is what you need to feel happy and fulfilled. You should do this.
Okay.
Okay.
I think they like the tutoring thing because it's safer.
Right.
Because it's what? Because
it's safer.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right?
It's what you know and it's what they know.
Yes.
Exactly. So, you know, you have a decision to make, actually, Sandy. And actually, you all have a decision to make. And that decision to make is whether or not you are determined to create what you want for your life. It's simply a decision. Right? And that means mm-hmm. that you'll continue to try to find different pathways.
Mm-hmm.
To putting it together. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Just a matter of setting that objective or setting that goal.
Yeah. Like,
what does it look like?
What does it look like? Okay. What am I willing to do for it? Mm-hmm. Am I willing to do these things? And how can I put it together in a way that preserves space for me to enjoy my life? You know, I don't want to sacrifice so much mm-hmm. that I lose the enjoyment in my life, but it's still moving me towards what I want. So that's a very fine line. And there's a lot of learning that has to happen for this. Okay. So mm-hmm. what's going to happen is you guys are going to start testing and some information is going to come in and then you're going to wonder, should I quit?
Yeah.
Because I just got some bad information here. But here's the thing. There's a big difference between quitting a path and quitting a dream.
Oh. Hmm.
Okay. So what I would say for you, Sandy, you've had the farm dream, and it is a challenging dream. It's a big dream to create, right? Mm-hmm. And so you're trying different pathways.
Mm-hmm.
And some pathways, the pathways you've tried up until now have not worked. That does not mean that future pathways won't, as long as you're willing to learn the information from those pathways as opposed to give up on the dream itself. Mm-hmm. That was a big sigh.
It was. I heard the hesitation of that one.
No, it wasn't hesitation. It really brought together the whole, you know, being determined to stick to my decision and trying a new path, which is pivoting, not quitting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's a difference. You can quit a pathway that doesn't work. And that's, right? That's really what a pivot is quitting a pathway that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Big difference from quitting a dream.
Yes. Okay, goodbye. That was it. That's it.
And here's the beauty of this particular moment for you, Sandy, and why this pivot is so, like, really profound, is that we are now in a different world. We are now in a virtual world. We are now in a world where schooling is completely different.
Yeah, the timing to start a tutoring business couldn't be better.
Exactly!
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And to be able to make your own schedule, because guess what? The kids are going to have a lot of flexibility, are they not?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. This was what my oldest son, Jared, this is what he was saying. Mom, you can set your own schedule. You can still work on your farm in between. You can, yeah.
That's right. That's exactly right. And parents will pay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they're right. Now, as we said, there's always something to give. So Kim has to talk to management, and Kim may get 3 mornings of 7 a.m., right? So it might be 3 mornings that you do this. And that's the trade-off for having the paycheck.
Can I jump in? So over the last, long time since I've been working with you, I realize that a lot of this stuff has to be internal before it can be external. So for Kim, maybe she could think about, does she deserve the flexibility? And then, when she's really solid on that, then it just seems to, the universe answers.
That's a good point.
Beautiful. Hey, I could just sit back.
There you go.
Look at that. Advanced student. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, that's right. Because as long as in your head you think you have to ask permission, there's a piece of you that doesn't really believe.
Yeah.
True.
What would happen if you approached management from a sense of value, like I bring this to the table and this is what I need?
Much different conversation.
Right? Mm-hmm. So that's your request. And this is, again, this is such a critical moment. They're bringing you guys back because they value you. Right?
Yeah.
So, and this is a moment where everybody knows everything is different. So you get to set these. So what's going on through your head, Ron?
No, I was just thinking about what you said at the beginning of the call, how there's a lot of changes of what is going on. Other changes aside from us going back to work, we're also going to be getting a new CEO and president by the end of the year. My manager has recently resigned. Another person in my group has also just put in his resignation. So there's a lot of changes going on.
A lot of changes going on.
Yep.
A lot of changes going on. Okay. So the organization is going through a very fundamental shift right now.
Yeah, very much so.
Yep. And that's good, you know, because again, these kinds of shifts are what create like a new pathway.
Yep, opportunities.
Opportunities. In that opportunity is also an opportunity for you both to work in new ways. So this is really what we're talking about for everybody. This world, what has happened, brings us all an opportunity to work in new ways, to create in new ways, to have more of what we want. Because now, look, we realize how quick the world can change.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we needed this wake-up call.
It really is. I mean, 3 months off has been a real gift. I mean, you don't usually get that kind of a break in this part of your career.
Right.
And of course, nobody wants that. But, you know, as time has gone on, it really has been, for me anyway, it's been a gift of the time just to breathe. Because when we left, it was a frenetic pace that had us working long hours, turning on a dime, not coming up for air, and then it just stopped. And it was like,
yeah, yes.
You know, and it was really, it's been a gift just to, you know, just to do whatever, just to be. And like I said, that's just been a blessing.
Yes, that's right. So it's important not to look at this as just a moment that you got, but the beginning of a new way of living. You now got this so that you could begin to integrate elements of it into this new world we're stepping into. You have that power and you have that choice.
Yeah.
Right? That's the ongoing blessing from this.
Yeah.
Right. So it just doesn't stop here. Because look, nobody's going back to work in the same way. So might as well get what you want out of it.
Absolutely.
Right. Yep.
That's right. And it's all digital now. So you set your schedule and you can turn off at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock or whatever it is. Or you can say, you know, these two Thursdays, I can't have meetings before 10. Mm. What happens if you say that?
I don't know.
It is a good question. I mean, with the management that we do have, it could go either way. You know, they might buy into it and say it's fine, or they could buy into it visually, but in reality, they're figuring out other things for other people to do instead of you. Hmm. You know what I mean?
Do you think you would see that observationally?
I don't know, because as Kim knows, the way I've been feeling before all the COVID hit is I was second guessing my abilities, my qualifications, my skills. I was beginning to think that I've gotten to a point where I've either lost my touch or I was completely unaware of what was going on around me. It's like I wasn't staying up to speed on technologies and learning and everything else. So I just didn't know what the hell was happening. And now one of the things that I've noticed just in the last couple of weeks, I've got my resume up on LinkedIn and Indeed, and the amount of calls that I'm getting is giving me a lot of reassurance on what my skill set is. Now, granted, most of it is not anything I want. Mm-hmm. You know, some of them are entry level, some of them are very far away, which I'm not interested in. But just the fact that other people are seeing that value, even on paper, they see a value and they're reaching out to me. You know, that alone is making me feel very good.
Right. So this goes back to what Sandy was saying earlier, right? About the internal sense of worth.
Absolutely.
Right. So this is just as important for you as it is for Kim to start having it be coming from within instead of needing it to be external. Because as long as you need that to be external, you will always be buffeted by what's going on outside you. If it comes from within out, then when the external no longer works, you're able to take that internal and create somewhere else. And it's important to have that sense of power within you, because otherwise you start to feel like you're the victim of the circumstances that
Absolutely.
You're in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you start feeling like you're a victim of the circumstances, then you know it's a signal for you to begin building your sense of inner worth and inner value.
Yes.
Yep.
Sounds like you're going there, Ron. That's impressive.
Yeah. I hope so.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, you know, each one of us in this journey of having COVID hit, world coming to a stop, work coming to a stop in a particular way, now having to recreate in a new way. Each one of us has a challenge that has been presented to us through this. And so each one of us can decide that we're willing to accept that challenge and use it to elevate ourselves, to have more of what we want in our lives.
Mm. Yep.
Right?
I want to say something about working. Sometimes when we're in a situation, we think that this is it. This is what work is. Well, when our son got a job out in Tech Valley in California, up and down the coast, his first week, he was, you know, Midwest guy. He worked 55, 60 hours a week. They pulled him into the office and they said, we do not work like that around here. You will not be working over 40 hours a week. And it just, both he and all of us in our family were like, what?
Yeah.
And so then you realize there are other ways of that. There are people that value balance, and there are, I think the whole West Coast, he said, is like that. So maybe the East Coast will catch up for you guys.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, you know, but here's the one thing that I will say, and I love to tell this story, you know, that when I used to work in the corporate environment, everybody came in at like 8:30 or 9 o'clock. I came in at 10 o'clock. And people used to wonder, because I, you know, look, I got promoted, I was VP, all of the things. And like one day a guy came in, like one of my the head of sales, he came in, he said, you must have FU money. And I was like, what the heck? I was like, where'd this come from? Like, I'm just like sitting in my office doing whatever. He's like, you must have FU money. I was like, what does that, what, why do you say that? He said, because you don't care about this place. Like, you're not caught up in all of the things.
Yeah.
And what I said to him is, look, this place existed before I got here, and it will exist the day that I leave. And so I take me with me. Like, the value sits in me. It's not in this place. Mm-hmm. I'm here contributing my skills, and then I'll go somewhere else and I'll contribute my skills. My life is not dependent on this place. And so that sense of, even if everybody is doing a particular thing, that it can be different for you, that's when you have that sense from within of your value, right? Because there are plenty of people who are doing exactly what they want. And we look at them thinking, how are they doing that?
How? Right.
Right. Yep. How are they doing that? Well, I'm telling you how they're doing it. The way they're doing it is that they have a very strong inner sense of their value. And through interacting with people from that, people give them what they want because they contribute mm-hmm. in that way.
Mm. Yeah.
So this is that. Time for all of you because you all are highly talented people to start operating from that sense of talent that you bring to the table in your world so that you can create a life that fulfills you. You have that opportunity now. Because now the world doesn't know what it's doing.
So it doesn't.
It nope. doesn't know what it's doing.
We're going to have to teach it. That's all.
That's right. That's right. You're going to have to teach it what it looks like for Ron. And teach
exactly.
it what it looks like for Kim. And teach it what it yeah. looks like for Sandy. And then for anyone else, you don't care.
Yeah.
You don't care if they told that person over there no. You really don't.
That's
and they're looking thin. How does Kim get 2 Thursdays a month not to be available for a meeting until 10 a.m.? How she do that? How she get to go? You don't tell them you get to go to coffee. You just tell them.
That's right.
You're not available. They don't yep. need to know what you're doing.
That's you know, and I think again with all the action that I've been getting the last couple of weeks, it's making me think that I think everyone, once you're in an organization or in a group or working for a period of time, you forget that your negotiation skills with management doesn't end when you get the job. You know, I mean, because you go through that talk back and forth at the beginning of the job, but you That's could true. Continue that throughout the career.
Absolutely.
So I think yeah. we forget that.
Yes.
Right. I absolutely do.
That, I love that insight. That is such mm-hmm. a great insight. You know, it's so critical. That is yeah. that is a great takeaway. Yeah, it doesn't stop mm-hmm. just when you get the job.
Yeah.
You know? And at any moment that you find that the job, as it's structured, isn't working for you, you have the ability to negotiate. Mm-hmm. Now, you may figure what, you know, you may get what you want. You may not get what you want. You may have right. to give a little bit to get what you want, whatever it is. But feeling like you can always advocate for what you need is important.
Yep.
I love that. So I'm going to ask each one of you because, you know, again, as I said, we're at a threshold. So I'm going to ask each one of you, are you willing to commit to creating this next phase of your work and your life so that it fulfills you, that it feeds your soul, that there's space for all things that you want in it?
Absolutely.
Ron, so Ron, I got a yes from Ron.
Kim? Absolutely.
Definitely.
Sandy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this was really a good conversation because I feel like, you know, I do like the tutoring part. So yeah, I can deal with that and it'll be my own business.
Mm-hmm.
And I will keep that dream alive.
That's right.
So yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Why not? How do you feel saying I'm going to do the tutoring and I'm going to keep my other dream so that I can make that happen too? How does that make you feel?
I'm sitting up taller.
There you go.
Good for you.
Yep.
Good for you. By the way, when you know, I did see something, and gosh, and I have to go back and look for it, but I saw something about funding small farms. Where did I see it? Yeah, funding, grants for micro farms. Have you ever done any research on grants for micro farms?
Yeah, I know they're really difficult to get, but that doesn't mean...
When were they difficult?
Yes, right. It's been probably 10 years, yeah, since I looked.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
I thought there was a big push for like minority and women-owned businesses.
There is.
Yeah.
There is.
It's really, really strong among, yes, in our area, a lot of people want to help minorities.
And women. Which,
it's great.
Nah, okay. Look, and women.
Yeah.
And by the way, you, okay, if you're finding that there is back to the pathways, maybe there's a partnership you could do.
Yes. I actually had a conversation this week about that.
Right.
Yes. Yep.
That's a good idea, actually. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm also thinking now that the big, huge farm that I anticipated in my brain,
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, at my age, nearly 60, I get really excited when I think about a smaller scale, and that is definitely doable.
There you go. Again, yeah. A pivot in your dream.
It is a pivot. And I think, about 2 months ago, I had a lot of crying, a lot of sadness. And I think I was grieving over that, I'm not going to have that big firm that I thought I would have for the last 25 years.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I feel really good now. Like, okay, it's going to be smaller scale. I can handle it because I, probably will be divorced. And so it's something I will have to do on my own. So anyway, all those things, it's good.
It's good. Well, again, we want our dreams solidly within our own realm. Mm. Right? So what we don't want is we don't want our dream to be dependent on having somebody next to us.
Yeah.
Or only getting that dream later as opposed to I want it now.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. Mm.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Or stepping into it. Or, again, part of making our dreams happen is being willing to, if we get told no one way, to continue to look for alternative pathways to see if there are other ways it can work.
Yeah.
Right. And yeah. To understand.
And you always say that.
Go on.
You always say that uncomfortable space is the creative space. So when I'm feeling really uncomfortable and sad, and I think, oh, this is the time I should be looking for those pathways. I have to think differently or creatively or, yeah.
Exactly. And speaking of that, I am reading a wonderful book. It's called The Way of Transition, William Bridges. And I would actually recommend it to all of you, because it talks about this space of transition and how it is a creative space, how this is what opens up that creativity, as challenging as it is.
Hmm.
Right.
Who was the author on that again?
William Bridges. Now he has another book that's very similarly titled, but this one is called The Way of Transition, Embracing Life's Most Difficult Moments.
Hmm.
It's a wonderful book. Coming at our dreams from a different way, understanding that we are in a different environment, which gives us an ability to create now in a new way that has not been available to us in the past. Sandy, this is critical for you because there are many pathways open that were not available before. And yeah, you might be looking and saying, okay, for people of color, it's like there's a bunch that you're seeing, but that doesn't mean that it's not also for women. I'm telling you, it's there. But you have to open your brain to it. It's not going to be as obvious. But if you say no, then it is no for you.
Yeah. Right. Even Kim knows about it, right?
Right. Even Kim's like,
farming world.
Exactly. She's like, I've been seeing that. And I swear I saw it. And it was women and people of color, micro farms.
Okay.
Which is what you're talking about.
Yes.
So that's what's really important now, is to take this opportunity and take this moment and work on our sense of inner worthiness so that we can have what we want. I'm so excited for you guys. Really excited.
Well, I can't thank you enough. These sessions have been really helpful.
Oh, I'm so happy.
I agree.
To look at things in a different way.
Yeah. Well, you have access to the club till the end of the month. So I invite you to come into the community because, you know, Coach Corey and I are both there and we answer. And there, like I told you, a few lesson modules that you may want to take a look at. And so, you know, we're there. So just avail yourselves of it until you get back because, hey, you might as well.
Right. Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, and which module is the money module, Pamela?
It's a bonus module, money and reinvention. And I know it's there, and I believe it should be open. So I'll make sure that it's open after this, so that you guys can have access to it. And like I said, definitely come into like the community because it's like right here on your phone. Access it and just like chat with us until then, and you know, let us know how you like the wave transition. Matter of fact, I think I'll start a thread on that in the community. I'll start a thread in the community, and then you guys can, you know, some important quotes. Because I did want to say, and I'm actually going to end with this quote because I think it's a really insightful quote. When you asked me, Sandy, about quitting versus pivot, basically I read in there, he quoted Margaret Halsey. In some circumstances, the refusal to be defeated is a refusal to be educated. And I thought that was really insightful.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Especially right now in this time.
Exactly. So
there's no excuse.
Right. The old ways don't work. Let them go and become educated from why they don't work and start to create anew.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yep.
Okay.
Lovely.
All right, guys. Thank you for an amazing session today. This was amazing.
Thank you.
Fabulous.
Thank you. Good luck, guys. Ron. Good luck, Kim.
Sandy,
you
good
too,
luck
Sandy.
To you.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.